Look at the close games that we've had. I think it's been a matter of finishing, and you got to finish to win. I think, you know, there are points in games where you should continue to play and play to win. I thought we were playing not to lose, and that, in the end, I think, came back and bit us. So what happens now, you get a little conservative, and you miss some free throws, all of a sudden it becomes a possession game. And we've been in games where we've had the last possession and just didn't make the plays. So hopefully we can start making those plays now.
All right, welcome back. Final hour from Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton, Arkansas, where, boy, I tell you what a year for Landers last year. Over 10,000 units sold between the three stores, and rocking along here in 2014 in the early going. Go to Landers.com for an opportunity to see all the vehicles they have for sale out here on a sunny day. It's getting nicer and nicer, Phil Elson. You can come out here and check it out. It's exit 121 in Benton, Arkansas. Look to your right, and you will see the sign that says Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. That's Landers, my friend. Come see him. That's the Alcoa Road exit to you and me. Tonight, the Razorbacks hosting the Missouri Tigers. That was Coach Anderson talking about trying to stay confident after a relatively easy win over Auburn. It was relatively close in the second half. Arkansas pulling away, though, with some nice defensive play and some easy buckets. We're going to talk to Ernie Murray in mere moments. Let me squeeze in James, though, picking up on a topic we wrapped up our second hour on. Hey, James.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, listen, I'm all about these athletes, these student athletes, getting some type of remuneration for the money that the schools make off of them. But, you know, we were in Missouri this weekend, and I'm telling you, the level of financial perks that some of these athletes get is ridiculous. So they get their laundry done. They get most of all their meals fed to them there. They get free tutoring, free study hall. They've all these free things that, you know, the other students are having to pay money for. So, yeah, there should be some level of you know, responsibility from the university to pay them back for that. But there's also a lot of perks and little things a lot of people don't know about that these guys are getting for free at no charge to help them with these things. I mean, but then you got your Joel Green Beckhams who are getting caught with a pound of marijuana trying to make a little extra cash on the side. So, I mean, it's you know, I think it has a lot to do with the families and where they're at and what they can afford financially, but there are a lot of financial responsibilities that these athletic programs at the SEC level are putting back in these kids to keep them from having to do financial stupid things, but that doesn't always stop them. So that's my piece, and I'll hang up and listen.
That's true. Look, if I could make a few extra bucks selling weed, I'd probably do it too. Just kidding. Kevin Little Rock says, take away the pizza money argument by bringing back the athletic dorm and training table. Yeah, well, that caused some problems in its own right. I'm all for it, but, you know, never bought the clothing argument. Most of the kids are outfitting half their old neighborhoods in Nike shoes and warm-ups with freebies from the equipment manager. I don't know about all that. Maybe a bit overstated. Maybe mom, pa, and maybe a brother or sister getting some extras, but I don't know. Let's bring in Ernie Murray on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Good morning, or afternoon, I guess it is now. Hey, Ernie.
Justin, how you doing today? You doing all right? I got your name right. I'm not calling you Trey. I'm calling you Justin today.
In your defense, you had a lot of snakes crawling around the other day, Ernie. You were not quite yourself, but I give you credit. Friday was a lot of fun at the Arkansas Big Buck Classic, and you hung in there pretty well. Luckily, it was a boa constrictor, not a rattlesnake.
Oh, Justin, I tell you what. Everywhere I've gone, people have said, you're a better man than me to even finish the show. They said, because if it was a snake right behind me, I would have ended the show immediately. But, you know, hey, I'm a tough guy, so I hung in there.
There ain't no doubt. You're a bad man. The question is, how bad are the Razorbacks tonight? And by bad, I mean, how tough are they going to be? Can they get over the hump against three of the better scorers in the SEC, including the top scorer in the SEC?
Well, Justin, you know, this basketball team is, they really play well at home, and they played well on the road for about 35 minutes. In the last 5 minutes, as Coach Anderson said, we just don't finish. This basketball team, I think, with Bobby Porter talking to Coach Watkins and Coach Watkins telling him, we need you block to block. We need you scoring inside. It has made a difference. And if Kyle Madden can continue to play like he's playing, and Cody Clark, we got to get Michael Qualls going and Landis Harris. Those are two pieces to the puzzle that we definitely need to be successful. But what I really like about this basketball team in the Auburn game, which is going to be a different animal tonight, just stepping up in class tonight, was on 28 field goals, you had 21 assists. And to me, that's giving the basketball to the right people at the right time. Mm-hmm. And I still, you know, I know it's a long shot, but I still think if this basketball team take care home, just take care home, and win two or three on the road, then I think it opened the eyes of the committee up. If you go beat Vanderbilt at home, you know, I think it really opens the eyes of the committee up. But we got to take care home first. And you know, they have said, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So we got to take care of Missouri tonight, and then focus on our game for Saturday. But, you know, I'm optimistic about tonight. We really need a big crowd to support these guys. I think they really feed off of the crowd, and let's just hope that we have a big, cold crowd tonight.
I hope so. Well, they're Artie Murray joining us on the Stiggy's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. They're also taking canned good items at the door tonight, so you can help out a good cause and root for the Razorbacks tonight as well. Saw a story that came out here the last, I guess it's been developing over the last 24, 48 hours. Rick Ray, who got into it with that knucklehead from Ole Miss the other day, he's had to come out and apologize. Apparently he apologized to the coach, the player. He apologized to the commissioner. He's apologized to the public. He says this on his Twitter account: "I responded inappropriately to an Ole Miss player yesterday in our game. I reached out to Coach Kennedy immediately to apologize and subsequently to the player, too. There was no reason for a coach to ever have interaction with an opposing player, ever, regardless of the circumstances. I was totally at fault." Have you ever had an interaction when you were a player with a coach? I cannot forget there was a situation when John Brady was at LSU. He and Eric Ferguson got into it on the sideline, and I think Ferguson told him what was what. And I don't think Brady liked it too much, but I don't think he went back at him too hard. But did you ever get into it or have a discussion with a member of the opposing coaching staff?
No. I think that's just a little over the top. But Henderson from Ole Miss gets under my skin, so I can just imagine what he does to an opposing coach. He's always running by the opposing team, been saying something, and he's, you know, saying they choked. He's holding his throat. He's doing all kind of things to, you know, just get under your skin. And I bet it was at a point in the game where he had hit a couple threes and he ran by the bench and said something to the coach, and the coach responded, which he shouldn't have. But, you know, he's human, and in competition we do that sometimes. He has class. He has a lot of class. He called Coach Kennedy and apologized. You know, and that's what you want from a coach. He made a mistake. He admitted. He apologized to the commissioner. He's apologized to the AD. He's smart. He's trying to keep the job.
Yeah.
So, you know, and when you're not winning, Justin, you can't afford to do things like that. And unfortunately, this is Mississippi State coach, I want to say second year, and he's not winning. So you just got to be careful.
Well, they do have a better record than Arkansas does in SEC play, we'll point out, at 3-3. And they've been very good at home, much like Arkansas, 11-1. They're 13-6 overall. Not having a bad year, but yeah, that is definitely not something you want on your in your folder in the boss's office for sure. Is you getting into it with an opposing player? But like you said too, I think that if you did some sort of MMA octagon fight between Richard Sherman and Marshall Henderson, a lot of people would tune in. You got two of the cockiest, mouthiest dudes on the planet. That would be a fun fight to watch, and I would be definitely rooting for Sherman in that battle.
I think Sherman would eat his lunch.
I cannot stand Marshall Henderson. He is such a knucklehead.
Well, he's a competitor. You know, the guy's had some problems, and I don't like to hop on guys having problems, but he's had some major issues. He was suspended three games to start the season because of what he did in the NCAA tournament. And you got to take your hat off to Coach Kenny at Ole Miss. I don't even know how he put up with him at practice, but he shows up in the game big. So a lot of times when a guy show up in the game big, coaches will take a little bit more from him.
Yeah, hey, Ernie, you know why he takes it from him? Because he's trying to keep his job, too, and they're 5-1 in conference play, largely because of Henderson. So, yeah, I mean, you know what it's about. They've won 4 in a row. I'll give Ole Miss credit. They're seemingly streaking a little bit here. We were talking about the RPI earlier. Ole Miss up to 58th in the RPI with a 14-5 overall record. Tonight is a big game for Missouri, which troubles me. I wish it wasn't, but it's a big game for Missouri. They're trying to fight their way to the NCAA tournament again. 57th in the RPI, 15-4 overall record, which is gaudy. You look at them versus Kentucky with the same record, and Kentucky's 12th in the RPI. Obviously, they played a great out-of-conference schedule. This is a big game for Missouri, too, tonight now.
Well, and it's a really big game because Coach Anderson was the coach at Missouri. Now Frank Haith is the coach at Missouri, and he's being compared to Coach Anderson. So there's a lot of stipulations in this game. I think it's a big game for Arkansas as well. You know, even though Missouri is not ranked, we need to come out on ESPNU and show the nation, you know, that we can put two games back-to-back and play well. Coach Anderson said it best. We just got to do the little things. And I think what's hurting this basketball team is they don't do the little things sometimes. And I think a lot of times they miss too many chip shots around the basket. But that all goes back to fear. You know, Bobby Portis is a freshman. When you got a freshman, you really don't know what side of the bed he's going to wake up on. Look at Kentucky. I mean, they got the best freshman in the country. But sometimes they look like they've never played basketball before because they are exactly what they are, freshmen. And when you have a freshman and you're dependent on a freshman, you're going to be roller coaster. You're going to be up and down.
Yeah, the one thing about Bobby is he has done a better job, I think, the last couple weeks of, or a couple games of getting shots around the basket. What bothered me the other day against Auburn in the first half was he wasn't dunking it. And, again, he tries to finger roll it, and the ball would, you know, sometimes roll out. My thing is if you dunk it, you take away all doubt. He did it twice in the second half, and I love to see it. I mean, you're a 6'10 kid. You're long, and he's strong enough. Obviously, he's going to have to put some more weight on as time goes forward, but he was plenty strong enough against the inside players of Auburn to dunk the ball, and especially there were a couple times where there was nobody around him. He's trying to finesse it in. I'm like, dunk it, dude. It's not like you're trying to show off, but, I mean, it's a much more effective shot, and it's not going to rim out on you.
Right, and that's Bobby's personality. As I go back refereeing his games in high school, there was a lot of time when I thought if you dunk the basketball, you know, you don't have to worry about it, but he wants to put it off the glass and finger roll. I'd rather see him when he gets the guy on his hip and he got a clear pass to the basket. I would like to see him just turn around and tear the rim down.
Well, there was that one play where he was out on the, he was in the short corner and he pump faked the guy and kind of rocked back. The guy goes up and he goes right by him. And I think he finger rolled it. I don't know if that one went in or went out, but I'm thinking, and again, if you finish it, I mean, it gives your team a lift. It gives the crowd a lift. I mean, it just energizes them, especially if you do a play like that where you go around a dude and throw it down. It just makes a difference, and it's not, to me, it doesn't take a whole lot more effort to dunk it. It's a safer shot, though, and again, I think it's got there's a peripheral impact on your team and on the crowd, so I'd like to see a little more of that tonight. They're going to need every bit they can get. I was a little surprised they were a 7-point favorite against a Missouri team that I think is pretty talented, but I expected to see Arkansas favorite, just maybe not by quite that many. Obviously, you were a little surprised by that, too.
Well, what surprised me is, you know, Missouri has played, you know, they lost Georgia at home, but they have really played great on the road, and they got a great, great backcourt that really worries me. When teams have great guards, I get excited because I know that our guards are going to have to play well. We need Fred Gulley and Kai Manning, and we need an additional guard to play good. We know Kai and Fred Gulley are playing well right now. But we need some more guys to step up. And one thing I do like about this basketball team, I like their effort. They do play hard. Sometimes I think guys are more worried about themselves than the team. And Coach Hansen has done a great job the last couple of games of shortening his rotation with those guys. I noticed in the Auburn game, Williams didn't even play in the second half. And I thought he played great the first half. But like you said, we had chemistry. We had it going. So I wasn't going to change that. And that's what we need to continue to build on. And one thing I did see in Portis that I really liked, he really didn't take any bad shots. So I don't even think he took a three in the last game. That's the Bobby Portis we need. We need him around. He's 16. We need him around the bucket, making a living around the bucket. He was one rebound from a double-double.
Yeah.
Now,
he said after the game, Coach Watkins told him, stay on the block. And I'm like, it shouldn't have taken that many games for that conversation, or if the conversation was had for him to get his point across. The other thing is, I'm hoping Coach Watkins this week told him, dunk it whenever you can. Because I want to see more of that.
You know what's really amazing? When Coach Zimmerman came on the fifth quarter the other night with Trey and I, and he talked about the offense, which I was so happy he finally got on and talked about it. When they run that five-man motion, that means that Bobby sometimes will end up on the outside open. But I like when they do the 4-1 where they got the four-man motion and they got the big guy inside picking for the guys as they come through. I like that better.
I'm with you.
Arkansas need to realize when we run, we're a better basketball team. And when we're in the half court, I just don't think we're as good as we are in the open court. And one thing I like about what I saw in the game the other night against Auburn, we were pushing the basketball and we were getting it to the right people.
Yep. You made a great point with the assist too, Ernie, because they are sharing the ball. When they play like that, they're so much better.
Right. When you one-dimensional in sports, you're easy to beat. But when you can go inside and out, then it makes the game better. You know, when we started getting Bobby going early, look how the perimeter guys were able to get easy shots, okay? Because you started with an inside presence, then people weren't able to just focus on the three-point line.
Yeah.
And we got to get Michael Qualls going. He played hard. He had 5 rebounds. But a guy like Michael Qualls, if he was my son, I would say, Michael Qualls,
as athletic as you are, get to the rack. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? Somebody's going to foul you or either you're going to dunk the basketball. And one thing he has to realize, if I'm not making it from the outside, then I need to attack the bucket and get inside. And a lot of other players need to do that. Landis Harris, I said to them, I'm going to say it again. I want you to go from block to block. That's all I need you. I don't need you shooting far away three. I need you being doing the dirty work. This team, to me, is missing a person that will line up for 40 minutes and do the dirty work. Chico takes the charges. He gives up his body. But, you know, you don't see as many guys on the dirty work as you see Chico. Landis Harris, we need you touching balls. We need you rebounding. We need you being a man inside. And Moses Kingsley, as I said, Moses is coming. And I like saying in the Bible, Moses, let my people go. I want them to let Moses go. You know, I like Moses. I just think if we just get him some more minutes, we may have two freshmen doing the same thing opposite each other.
I agree. I'm with you. Ernie, hope they win tonight for sure. We'll visit again soon. And obviously, if they do win tonight, big one looming on Saturday against LSU. And I would remind our listeners one more time. Pre-game tonight at 5:30. It's a 6 o'clock tip in Fayetteville. And then the 8 o'clock tip tonight with LSU and Kentucky down in Baton Rouge. So if you want to see Arkansas's next opponent, you can watch those games back-to-back tonight. Ernie, appreciate the time, man. Look forward to hearing you tonight on the First Security fifth quarter post-game show following, hopefully, another Arkansas win over Missouri. We appreciate it. Have a safe trip up there, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you, Trey. Y'all be safe.
See, he did it again. Going out as a Trey. See what you did, Emo? Call me Trey. He works with Trey on the fifth quarter show, so he's been calling me Trey lately. He called me Trey 10 times a day. I thought it was because he was surrounded by snakes at the Big Buck Classic. Turns out he just thinks I'm Trey.
You sound just like him.
Yeah, I smell like him, too.
E.
We both wear the same musk. Joe Van. Entertainment Report? Yes, please. Help is wanted at Buckingham Palace. If you're looking for another sign.